Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and welcome back to Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time, where timeless stories meet everyday wisdom. Today's episode is one that speaks to all of us, whether we're chasing a goal, leading a team, or simply trying to grow. I've titled it, Success or Excuses? Not both. Let's be honest, failure isn't easy to admit. It's far more comfortable to explain it away. We say, the timing was off. The conditions weren't right. We forgive ourselves for not trying hard enough, or not trying again, convincing ourselves that effort counts, even when persistence is missing. If you've been with us for a while, you might remember episode 35, where we explored the power of trying again, how persistence, not perfection, moves us forward. Today, we build on that idea, because sometimes the difference between those who succeed and those who don't isn't talent or luck. It's whether they choose effort over excuses. To bring this lesson to life, we turn to a tale from Africa, one that doesn't preach, but paints. It's a story rooted in tradition, yet strikingly relevant. A quiet reminder that the choices we make, especially when things don't go as planned, reveal more than we think. It's not a tale of triumph in the usual sense. It's about the space between effort and excuse, and what we find when we stay in that space a little longer. So today we've got a story called The Flame of Mamba Muntu. It's one of those tales that doesn't shout its message. It just lets it unfold, simple, grounded, and full of quiet insight. Let's get into it. In the kingdom of Mamba Muntu, the sun rose like a drumbeat, bold, steady, and full of promise. King Zuberi, once a warrior whose name stirred the wind, now sat beneath the shade of the royal baobab, his crown heavy with years. He had three sons, Jabari, the eldest, whose voice could rally a crowd and whose stride shook the earth. Kwame, the second, sharp-eyed and smooth-tongued, with a mind like a river, always moving, always calculating. Tindo, the youngest, quiet as dusk, with a gaze that lingered and listened. When Zuberi felt the weight of time pressing on his shoulders, he summoned his sons to the courtyard. The air was still, the people hushed. He looked at each of them and said, "A crown is not a prize, it is a burden. I will give you three tasks, complete them, and I will know who among you can carry the hopes of Mamba Muntu." No one spoke. The drums began to beat. Their first task led them to the Forest of Echoes, a place where the trees whispered and the wind carried old songs. Deep beneath the roots of an ancient baobab lay the tusk of the great elephant Ndovu, said to hold the strength of the ancestors. Jabari was the first to enter. He cut through vines and thorns, his blade flashing, and returned before sunset with the tusk slung over his shoulder. Kwame followed, studying the terrain like a puzzle. He marked the moss, traced the slope of the land, and found a hidden trail that led him straight to it. Tindo wandered. He paused at birdsong, listened to the hush of the leaves, and knelt beside the tree as if it had called his name. By nightfall, all three had returned. The tusk lay before the king. He nodded, but said nothing. The second task took them to the Whispering River. a silver thread that flowed only at midnight and vanished with the morning mist. It was a river of riddles, known to change its course and speak in dreams. Jabari arrived late. His flask was empty. "The river tricked me," he said. "It vanished before I could fill it." Kwame timed his steps like a dancer. He dipped his flask at the stroke of midnight and returned with water that shimmered like stars. Tendo sat by the river's edge, listening to its murmur. When the moon was highest, he filled his flask and whispered thanks. The king's eyes lingered on Tendo, but still he said nothing. The final task was the hardest. They were to climb Mount Nioka, where the fire of truth burned in a cave near the summit. It was said the flame only lit for those who faced what they feared most. Kwame returned with an unlit torch. "The wind was too strong," he said. "The flame wouldn't catch." Tendo came back empty-handed, silent. That night, while the others slept, he climbed again. The mountain was colder, the path steeper. He slipped once, scraped his palms, but pressed on. At the summit, he stood before the flame, heart pounding, and whispered his fear into the fire. It lit. At dawn, he returned with the flame flickering in his torch. The people gathered. The baobab swayed. The king rose. He said nothing of bravery, nothing of failure. He simply placed the crown on Tendo's head. The celebrations lasted 3 days, and when Tendo became king, he ruled with a steady hand and a clear heart. He listened more than he spoke, acted more than he promised, and never dealt in excuses. What a beautiful story. Simple, but it stays with you, like a quiet truth you didn't know you needed. It just shows us what happens when someone chooses to keep going. And that's the first takeaway. Persistence isn't flashy, but it's powerful. Tendo didn't win because he was the fastest or the most clever. He won because he didn't stop. When the mountain pushed back, he climbed again. When the flame didn't light, he returned. That kind of steady effort, especially when no one's watching, is what builds real strength. The second takeaway is this. Excuses are easy, but they cost us. Jabari and Kwame had reasons, good ones even. But reasons don't change outcomes. They don't light torches or earn crowns. And while we all make them because we're tired or afraid or unsure, they don't move us forward. Only action does. So here's the question we're left with. When the moment asks for more, will you rise or will you excuse your way out? Thanks for spending time with us today on Tales for Life. We hope this story gave you something to think about, something to carry with you. If you enjoyed it, share it with someone who might need a little nudge to keep going. We'll be back next week with another tale, one that, like this one, speaks to something timeless and true. Until then, take care and keep choosing effort over excuse.